This is Dror Moshe-Kasuto. Thanks for watching.
Shalom uvracha. Thank you so much for joining us again. Vayomer Elohim. And God said, Yishretzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya ve'of yofef al haaretz al pnei rekia hashamayim. Two different kinds of animals been created in that day. The animals that belongs to the sea, that they live inside the water, all kinds of water animals, all of them, not only fish, and also the all kinds of birds. So there's a very deep secret in it that the Creator is revealing to us, that the nature of birds is also to come out of the water. Not only the water birds like ducks and geese and on, also all the birds came out from the water. And if you know, there is a certain obligation after ritual slaughter of certain animals to cover their bloods, their blood, like a cow and a goat and a sheep, if they been slaughtered for eating. So there is a mitzvah, there is an obligation to cover their blood. And also a person, a man, if human beings, if they died, so we're obligated to cover their blood in earth. But all kinds of birds and fish, we don't need to cover their blood because they have not been created from the earth. So the earth doesn't need to cover their blood. The blood is the spirit, and therefore birds does not require covering their blood after the ritual slaughter. It's very important for us to understand that every verse in the Bible has so many deep spiritual meanings, and it's not only the historical side of the book. It's not only to tell us what happened, what took place. There is a spirit, there is a meaning inside every part of the creation, and therefore, and that's why it has been written in the Bible, for us to learn the deeper meanings, secrets of creation. So the birds, ve'of yo'ofef al haaretz, will fly above the ground, al pnei rekia hashamayim, on the surface of sky. ויברא אלוהים את התנינים הגדולים, and the Creator created the large, the word that is being used here is crocodiles, like large crocodiles, but it doesn't mean only crocodiles, it means many large animals that are in the sea, like whales and probably sharks and dolphins, like large animals that are in the sea. So the Bible is calling them crocodiles, taninim. Ve'et kol nefesh achaya, and all the rest of the spirits, haromeset, that are alive, shartzu hamay, asher shartzu hamayim leminehem, that are in the water, means all the crabs and seahorses and like all the squids and all the animals, jellyfish that are in the water. Ve'et kol of kanaf lemineu, and all the birds that has wings, with in all their kinds, the Creator created them all. Ve'yare Elohim kitov, and the Creator God, he saw that it's good. Ve'yvarech otam Elohim lemor, and the Creator blessed them to say. And he said, Pru urvu mal'u et ha'mayim, umil'u et ha'mayim. Pru urvu, multiply and fill the water, bayamim, in the seas, והעוף ירב בארץ, and the birds will multiply, will grow in the land. And וירב ויבוקר יום חמישי, and it was evening and morning the fifth day. So you see, in that part the Creator reveals to us his intention that all his creations, they will have their place, that they won't argue and they won't fight, and everyone has his own nature and his environment, and his needs are being supplied to him in his living area, and there's a very deep harmony, and that's the real will of heaven, of the Creator, for us to remember that and to come back to that. It's so important that we will take part in that harmony of creation, and will be as good and as nice and as soft and understanding, never to abuse animals, never to control them like in cruelty, never to hit an animal, never to throw a stone on an animal, never. It's against the nature of our creation. It's against the will of heaven. ויאמר אלוהים, and God said, now we're in the sixth day. ויאמר אלוהים, תוצא הארץ נפש חיה למינה. May the land bring out spirits of life, spirits in different kinds, behema, animals, varemes, and different animals, except of like cattle and all the rest of the animals, וחייתו ארץ למיניה ויהי כן, and all species that are walking on the ground, and so be it, and it took place. ויעש אלוהים את חיית הארץ למינה, and the Creator made the animals divided to different kinds, ואת הבהמה and cattle in different species, ואת כל רמס האדמה למינהו, and all sort of animals that lives on ground, on earth, that been created, made by earth, וירא אלוהים כי טוב, and God saw that it's good, it was good, he liked what he made. ויאמר אלוהים, and then Hashem, God, said, נעשה אדם בצלמנו כדמותנו, let's make a man in our shape, in our figure. Now, that's interesting. Until now, whatever he wanted to do, he just went and made it. But now, when he wants to create the man, the humans, so he's saying, let's make humans. So who is he saying it to? So the humility of the Creator can be seen here, that the Creator consulted the angels. This is what that Rashi is saying on this verse, that the Creator asked the angels' help to create the man and his wife, human race. And why? Because he's humble. Because the Creator, when he created all the birds and the creations that has wings, so in that time, like we said before about the water, that when the Creator created the water, so he didn't only created the physical water, he also created the spiritual water that are our spirits, the souls. Also, when the Creator created those ones with wings, the birds, the ones that can fly, so he actually created in the divine world also the reflection of the birds. Those are the angels that has wings. And since he brought the angels out to the world, so now, like, he became partners with them. And that's the humility of the Creator. Instead of controlling and telling, bossing around everyone, telling them what to do, hey, you go do this, you go do that, he becomes partner with his creations, and also with us. It's exactly the same. The Creator is involving, is bringing us into His creation, and that's why we're now sitting and learning. Why are we talking about it? Why are we learning it? Why are we explaining that we need to become better people? Why we're looking for faith? Why we're trying to work on our attributes? Because we understand that the completion depends in us too, not only in the will of heaven. Like, we have actions to do. We need to improve. We need to fix. We need to do things. So, in reality, the Creator could have made the creation to work without us, without the angels. He brought us into the picture, and by that reveals His humility, that He makes us partners with Him. So the Creator made the angels partners with Him to create the man, and He told them, let's make a man in our figure, in our shape. And there's another question on that. How can it be that the Creator is creating the man in His shape when He does not have a shape? And in the shape and figure of the angels, that the angels, they also don't have bodies, they're also spiritual. So from that we can understand that this verse refers to the souls, to the spirits of human beings, and not only, and not to their bodies. The body is a vehicle that is treasuring inside of it the soul of the person, the spirit of the person. And the spirit of the person is divine in a godly shape, that is above shape, that is above size, that is above measures. And the Creator made us to be godly and endless like Him. וירדו בדגת הים, and they will have control on the fish in the sea, ובעוף השמיים, and the birds in the sky, ובבהמה, and in the animals, the cattle, ובכל הארץ, and the wide land, ובכל הרמס הרומס על הארץ, and they will control all the animals. No one is talking about killing, no one is talking about forcing. It's a spiritual effect of being in a higher position, more responsible. They can take care of the rest of the animals. They will make sure that the fish are doing fine, that the birds, they have all their needs. Urdu bidgat hayam means go down. Urdu means to go down, to look what's going on with them. Are they okay? Taking care of the dolphins, taking care of the ocean, taking care of the sea turtles, taking care of all the lions, seals, the all the animals, making sure that the air is fresh and clean, fixing the ozone, making sure that there will be no pollution in the air, that everything will go smooth, that the rainforest won't be destroyed, that we're going to protect the animals that needs protection, extra protection, that we will be in charge on the creation. ויברא אלוהים את האדם בצלמו, and God made the man in His shape. בצלם אלוהים ברא אותו, in the shape of God, of heaven, He created him. זכר ונקבה ברא אותם, male and female, He created them. The beginning of creation of human beings was two. For us today, it's two people. It's two genders in one figure. Man and his female, the soul, the male soul, the main male soul, and the main female soul came down as one soul to the world in the beginning. He created them as one. ויברך אותם אלוהים, and they've been blessed by God. God blessed them. ויאמר להם, and He told them, ויאמר להם אלוהים, פרו ורבו, multiply, ומלאו את הארץ, and fill the land, וכבשוה, and take over it, that it will be yours. Urdu bidgat hayam uv'of ha-shamayim, and you will have the control, the responsibility on all the fish in the sea and the birds that can fly in the sky, uv'chol chaya haromeset al ha'aretz, and all animals that are walking on earth, crawling and walking on earth. Vayomer Elohim, hine natati lachem et kol esev, here I give you all kinds of grass, zorea zera, that had seeds inside of it, asher al pnei kol ha'aretz, that's on the wide world land, ve'et kol ha'etz, and all the trees, asher bo pri etz, that there's fruits of the trees in it, zorea zera, with seeds that you can seed, lachem yeh le'ochla, that will be your food, that, and not others. This is our food. This is the will of heaven, that we all will eat only vegetables. That's the divine will of heaven. We're not real predators. Only after the flood, only after our spiritual level fell in a horrible way, then we started to have a desire for meat, for horrible bloodshed that is the destruction of the world until today. That poor animals supposed to be slaughtered and killed for our needs. It's horrific. It's not the will of heaven. Now, because that we failed, and because that we fall to such low place, that today, if you're going to make a decree on people not to eat meat, they won't do it, they won't follow your commandment, they won't listen to you. So the Creator found himself in this situation that he, so to speak, doesn't have a choice. And instead of making everyone to be murderers that are going and doing things against the will of heaven, so the Creator found a way how to slaughter certain animals, and he gave us certain animals that we will be allowed to slaughter, and only in a certain way, that it's the Jewish traditional kosher way of slaughtering animals. And by doing that, we are reducing the damage and the pain and sorrow to the minimum. Of course, that also in the Jewish world, that traditional slaughterers, some of them, maybe even most of them, unfortunately today, are not doing our job properly. And unfortunately, there is a lot of damage, and spiritual damage, that is being caused by that sorrow of the birds and the animals that are being killed for free and in a brutal way. It's a very painful subject and something that we need to take seriously to uplift the awareness and the kindness and mercy for animals, and to come back to our human nature, not to kill, and as much as we able, not to slaughter and not to hurt no kind of animal. For sure, that is the will of heaven, with no doubt. With no doubt. Ulchol chayat ha'aretz, ulchol of ha'shamayim, ulchol romes al ha'aretz. So to all the animals that's on the land, and all the birds, and all those ones that are crawling, asher bo nefesh chaya, all the animals that has spirit inside of them, et kol yerek esev le'ochla ve'ichen, they will all eat only grass and vegetables, only things that grows. Vayar Elohim et kol asher asa, and God saw all what he made, ve'ine tov me'od, and he saw that it's all very good, tov me'od. Like we said, tov me'od, very good, it's the Yetzirah, it's the evil inclination. In that moment of creation, the evil inclination took place in the creation as well. Because of the glory and the beauty of human race and the perfection of creation being completed right now, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, took place in creation as well, and is challenging us since that day and on, and we must fight it, and we must understand our mission to be good, although we have our inclinations, although we have our negative thoughts. We must reject them and to connect and reconnect ourselves to the good character, to the godly soul that is treasured inside of us. So the Creator saw that it was all very good. Vayere vayiboker yom ha-shishi. And that's how Friday finished. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May Hashem bless you. And that you'll see only good and happiness in your life, in our lives. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon.
We hope you enjoyed this video very much. Please now remember to subscribe and like this video and share it with your friends to help spread faith in the world. For more, please visit emunah.com. May your light shine always, and your requests should be answered with the greatest blessings. Amen.